Podcast Macabre, Episode 2, Berserker by Deborah Walker. This week's story is another from the anthology Howl, Tales of the Feral and Infernal, compiled by Lengoat guest editor Mark Crittenden. We'll be updating you soon with the release date. Today's story is Berserker by Deborah Walker. After a 20-year period of procrastination, she has started to write short stories and poetries and tweets. She lives in London with her partner Chris and her two lovely yet distracting young children. Find her horror stories in Bards and Sages, Champagne Shivers, Innsmouth Free Press, Tweet the Meat, and a number of upcoming anthologies. Now, we've a tale to tell you. Berserker by Deborah Walker. The forest is a place of light and shadow, and some can see the beauty of the contrast. Every weekend I come here, away from the stone city pavements. I need to feel my feet fall upon the loam. I need to touch the decaying bodies of the leaves as the earth takes them, slowly stripping the flesh away until only a skeleton remains. I tread on the memories of leaves piled upon themselves, turned into something else. New memories accrete something new and fresher, but it is only time that separates these new memories. I know what they will become. The evidence is beneath my feet. I walk on the bones of the past. There were bears all over this country. My father imagined he had a kinship with bears. Bears are powerful animals, totem animals. A bear might crush the life out of a person. We drove them out. We couldn't stand anything that was more powerful than us. I never understood why my father was so angry. He was an intelligent man. He had a certain animal charisma and an ability to present an acceptable face to the world. He could have been something other than a recluse. My father considered himself trapped by life. His sense of injustice turned into rage. I could always see his anger shimmering under his skin. My ancestors were warriors, he would say. His voice was a maudlin melody, his accent becoming stronger with sentiment. They wore the garment of the bear. Berserkers, they were called. That's how it felt to live with him. At any moment he might transform. Every moment I lived with him, I was afraid. The fear of his anger marked me more deeply than any other forms of violence could have done. My father was a man of incremental cruelty and repression. I would have preferred something cleaner. There were no more bears in his wood. What was once is buried deep into the earth. Every weekend I leave the city and I walk within the skeleton leaves of my memory, waiting for the earth to alter them. I walk on the leaves and wonder where he rests. I cannot remember, you see. I am my father's daughter, and that one night, some good must come to these woods. Spring must come. Spring will come if only I can rid myself of the anger that simmers within me, if I can rid myself of the garment that I wear. I pray that the bear is gone. I pray that she will never come back. But until I can be sure, I walk amongst the light and shadow of these woods, where the leaves fall and where his ivory bones are transformed by the embracing earth. If you liked today's story, why not post on your blog about us? This episode of Cast Macabre is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives License. Music by Paint Factor.